This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah and may His peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We begin by greeting our brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace and the blessings and the mercy of Allah be upon all of us, ya Rabbil Alameen. And we're still in our discussion, faith in action. And we've been saying that this deen of ours is a deen of action, not only any action, but the best of actions, not only the best of actions, but the best of righteous actions. And last week we explored one of these actions, and that was the action of rectifying and reforming, be it ourselves or be it that which is around us. Also of the actions that are very important and that shape and indicate the way that we look into life is the idea of gratitude, shukr, as we have been instructed in the Quran. Appreciation, gratitude, showing that you are aware of the blessings that came your way and that in return you are being appreciative and thankful and grateful for the fact that it was shared with you. Be it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ultimately all things come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the process, Allah may facilitate others for us to extend these blessings and these bounties to us, and whether we show that appreciation and that gratitude and thankfulness to them or we don't. So inshallah, the action that we will be talking about today is the action of shukr. A believer is always a grateful individual. A believer is fully aware of the good that is coming his way, and as a result, he responds to it. And the way that you respond to it is that you acknowledge it and then you manifest your acknowledgement of it into action. So the word that the Quran uses to describe this idea of being thankful and grateful is the concept of shukr. And they say that linguistically speaking, the word shakara and shukr is actually a word that is mostly used by farmers in relationship to the palm tree. And they say that the palm tree does not really require a lot of water. So what they do is that they give it little water, and in return they describe it as being shakur. It is very grateful that in exchange for the little water that we give it, it gives us a lot of fruits back. And then other people say that it is actually a language that is used by cattle growers. Some people say that, you know, it was used mostly by people who have horses, where you give the horse very little food, but in return, it gives you such a lot of effort. So you say that this is a very shakur. So for very little, the reward that comes your way is immense and is in great quantity and good quality. And as such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself, and one of his names is shakur. Allah is grateful. Subhanallah, even though our deeds, they say that Allah is grateful in a sense that our deeds are never good enough. No deed can never be good enough that the reward for it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers in the hereafter. So that such kind of a reward, such kind of a deed, we human beings are not capable of producing something like it. However, Allah being shakur, He takes this very little deeds that we have initiated on our parts, blesses it for us, for our sake, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us for it. And this is a beautiful example that was demonstrated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said that whenever man, you know, gives with his right hand from lawful means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it be like a date, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes that date and He grows it for man. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him for it. Now, you would think that just a small piece of date cannot really deserve all this reward. And that's where we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur. So we say that we human beings also, we have to be grateful. And remember, the way that we respond to things that around us is an indication of our attitude that we express to life. And that is why they say the way you see life determines how you live life. So life in itself in Islam is seen as a ni'mah. It's seen as a blessing. And for that blessing, we need to be grateful. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would wake up in the morning and the very first thing that would come out of his mouth, Alhamdulillah. All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? And then he would explain why. Alhamdulillah alladhi radda ilayya ruhi. All praise is due to Allah for giving me my soul back. Because in Islam, sleep is seen as a minor death. So we'd say, all praise are due to Allah for giving me my life back. And then he explains what it is that he wants to do with his life. And he said, وَأَذِنَ لِي فِي ذِكْرِ. And that he permitted me to make a mention of him again. And that is beautiful. That's an expression of a very grateful attitude, appreciative attitude. And you can just imagine a person who is grateful, full of gratitude, how it is that they would be living life. So again, we say this concept of shukr is an important action that is manifestation of faith. And subhanAllah, throughout the Quran, the opposite of the word kufr, disbelief, is not the word iman, but rather always it is in opposition to the word shukr. Imma shakiran. وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. That indeed we have showed man the way, and as a result, man will either take the path of being shakur, grateful, or man will take the path of being kafur, being ungrateful. So what happens is we have this concept of kufr is always the opposite of shukr, and shukr is always the opposite of kufr. Another example of this is in Surah Ibrahim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. And your Lord announces to you that if you are grateful in shukr, I will increase you in bounty, I will facilitate further goodness for you, but I will increase you, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And then he said, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ. And if you are ungrateful by being in the state of kufr, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ فَإِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Indeed, my chastisement or my punishment is going to be severe. So here again is this example of shukr is always being in opposition to kufr. And that is one of the actions that manifest belief and manifest faith. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes and says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. And only very few of my servants are truly the ones who are grateful, or only few are grateful. But what does it really mean to be grateful? What does it mean to be appreciative? What does it mean to show gratitude? The scholars of Islam, you know, be them theologians or be them ethicists of this deen of Allah, one of them is Al-Fayruz Abadi. And Al-Fayruz Abadi describes this idea of shukr, and he says, وَالشُّكْرُ أَعْلَى مَدَارِجِ السَّالِكِينَ. He said that indeed the concept of shukr is the highest level of being a good believer. He said simply because this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you either describes the challenges that life brings into us. He describes it as either being bounties that we need to be grateful for, or trials that we need to be patient about. So they say that this deen revolves, or man revolves, between two concepts, shukr and sabr. We are either grateful or we are either patient for the challenges that life throws our way. And in fact, Al-Fayruz Abadi makes another point, and he said that it is even greater than the concept of rida. And rida is to be pleased. He said, no, he said, being shukr, being grateful, showing appreciation and sharing all praise, singing the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, this is such a high level that ultimately those who are on the path of wanting a deeper relationship with their creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is where the highest point is, and that is being in the state of shukr. And then they speak about it, and they say that shukr is actually made up of three components. Said number one, تصور النعمة في القلب. He said that it is actually to ponder and reflect upon the bounty in the heart, meaning that you actually visualize it, you are aware of it. In your heart, you know it, you acknowledge that. He said that's the first step. And then he said that which is in the heart, the acknowledgement of this bounty, must manifest itself in what is being said. So you're constantly engaged in praising Allah, in showing gratitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in acknowledging the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. I'd like to share this, you know, maybe some of you have heard me say this before, but we live at times where we're constantly complaining. We're always complaining. We complain about traffic, we complain about backache after we wake up in the morning, we complain about the food not good, we complain about children not being obedient, we complain about our spouses, but we're always complaining. And they say that when a person is constantly engaged in complaining, what you do is that you create a very negative atmosphere around you. People who do not acknowledge, who do not see, who can only see negativity. And that is when we complain, when we see something wrong. So a person who's constantly engaged in such type of behavior is nothing but a person who is telling us that his eyes are always focused on what is wrong and what is missing. They do not necessarily see and appreciate that which is beautiful. So what happens is, he said that you begin by tasawwur ni'mati fil qalb, that by reflecting upon the bounty in the heart and then expressing it in the tongue. And the third point, inshallah, we will hold on to, take a short break, and we will come back. So please do stay tuned, and we will see you then. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praises due to him, and may his peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And welcome back again to Faith in Action. And at this point, if you've just joined us, we are talking about a beautiful concept, and that is the concept of shukr, gratitude and appreciation. Acknowledgement of the bounty in the heart, and that manifests itself in the lisan, by the tongue. You're talking about it. And when you do that, we said, you're constantly talking about that which is positive. So the people who are around you, we are creating what we call positive energy, that things are good. This is beautiful, mashallah, alhamdulillah. You know, it couldn't have been better, and we're grateful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. It said that when we are engaged in this, we create such a positive, beautiful atmosphere for the people who are around us. Now imagine that we be in the presence of a person, or we ourselves become people who are engaged in what? People who are engaged in only seeing that which is negative and talking about that which is negative. What kind of atmosphere are we going to create around us? What kind of environment is going to be created around us? So the idea of lisan is not just to do what we call lip service. That's not the point. So they say that this is the second principle. And then they said the third principle is taking this bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and using it in ways that are only pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot say, oh Allah, I appreciate what you have given me. Oh Allah, I acknowledge what you have given me. And then I take this and I misuse it. Or I take it and use it in ways that Allah does not approve of. That cannot be shukr. So my deeds will have to be a testimony of my acknowledgement and of my appreciation with the tongue. And that is why Allah in the Quran, he commands the people of Dawood and says, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Or people of Dawood, perform shukr, gratitude and appreciation. And the word i'mal is usually an action that is physically carried out. Why? They say that to indicate that shukr is not only lip service, but rather it's also manifestation in actions as well. And throughout the Quran, we are invited to be grateful. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And whosoever is grateful, they're only grateful for themselves, meaning that Allah does not necessarily benefit from us being grateful, and He is not harmed by us being ungrateful. When you do so for your own good. And if you choose not to do so, you also do so against your own good. Allah does not benefit, and Allah is not harmed by it. However, if you choose to do, Allah will appreciate it for you. And if you choose not to do, Allah will not miss you. And that's why sometimes people say that thanking Allah, being truly grateful to Allah, is very difficult. And that is why only two people are mentioned by name in the Quran as being truly grateful. And that is Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah said, Shakiran li an'umi. He was indeed grateful to his bounties. And the other person is Nuh alayhi salam, where Allah says, Innahu kana abdan shakura. Indeed, he was a servant most grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going back to the previous statement of Al-Fayruz Abadi. Fayruz Abadi said these are the principles, or these are the types of shukr. And then he said the embodiment of shukr is with five steps. He said number one is Al-Khudu'u al-Shakiri, Khudu'u al-Shakiri lil-Mashkur. He said number one, there has got to be a sense of humility or humbleness from the one who is being grateful towards the one that he is being grateful to. Meaning that the relationship between us and Allah, one of the steps or the first step of being grateful is that I say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I humble myself to you because you are the one who is giving, I am the one who is receiving. And as such, I acknowledge my position as being the one who is recipient of your goodness. And as a person who is recipient of that goodness, I can only be humble to that. The second point they say is that it's hub, that there's got to be love that is expressed in appreciation. Because we human beings, we like people who are being good to us. And we are emotionally, positively inclined towards anybody who does any act of goodness towards us. So we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly giving us these acts of goodness, constantly giving us these bounties, constantly facilitating for us. He said that the more we acknowledge that about Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that point, the relationship or the dynamics of the relationship, subhanAllah, they really change. And inshallah, we do have a topic on that on its own. But for right now, we say that this is the second step in the process of showing appreciation. So it's humility, and then it is love. And then he said that it's also the concept of i'tiraf. It is acknowledgement. Said that you acknowledge that this bounty is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you acknowledge it because, again, the idea is not to pay lip service, but rather the idea is, oh Allah, I am truly aware, I am genuinely aware, I am authentically aware that what I have is from you and nobody else but you subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is number one by showing that humility and then loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they say that it is about i'tiraf, acknowledgement that it only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why in the hadith the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in Sayyid al-Istighfar, the hadith that is called as the master or the core of istighfar, in it is a statement where you say, أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيْهِ. I fully confess and acknowledge your bounties upon me, علي. Like they envelop me, they cover me, they are so much, intensely so much upon me. So this idea of i'tiraf. And then he said the fourth step is الثناء عليه. You have to actually say that. You have to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, I'm grateful to what you have given me. And by the way, that is not only to Allah, but also to the people whom Allah facilitates to extend His goodness to us. And that's why in the Quran, anishku li wali walidayk. He said, be grateful to me and to your parents as well. And in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, man la yashkuri an-nas la yashkuri Allah. He said that he who does not show appreciation to people will not show appreciation or does not show appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we receive goodness, acknowledge the goodness, emotionally, positively be inclined towards the person and who's giving us the goodness. And they said that you have to say this with your tongue. And then he said the final point, Al-Fayruz Abadi says, it is that it cannot be used in ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislike or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala detests. And as such, a person would inshallah eventually get to that stage where that person is called Shakir or Shakur. And speaking of Shakir and Shakur, both are mentioned in the Quran. Once we have Shakir and once we have Shakur. And again, the Arabic language is such a rich language. They say that these are all what we call siyagh mubalagha, superlative forms or forms of intensification. The word Shakir and Shakur, again, they all talk about the same thing, and that is appreciation, a person who is appreciative. Where they differ is in the intensity of their appreciation. So, for example, we have a ruling that says, or a principle, linguistical principle that says, كل زيادة في المبنى هي زيادة في المعنى. Every addition that is made to the construct of the statement or of the word is an addition in the intensification of the subject that word is talking about. So, for example, if I say shakara, being grateful, is less of a degree than describing a person as shakir. This is almost part of the personality as such. And I can say shakar, and I can say shakur, and I can say shukran. And the more alphabets I add to the makeup of the word, the more intensity I am bringing into that. But this idea of being appreciative and appreciation shows so much about the individual, and it says so much about who we are. So they say that of the benefits of appreciation, we said earlier, is that appreciation or shukr is half of faith, the other half being sabr. And I believe we've said enough about that. We also said that one way of keeping the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is by being grateful. And that's why they say that, you know, the righteous would pray and would say, وَجْعَلْنَا شَاكِرِينَ لِنِعَامِكَ مُثْنِينَ بِهَا عَلَيْكَ قَابِلِيهَا. And make us amongst those who are grateful to you, and they express appreciation for the ni'am, for the bounties that you have given us. مُثْنِينَ بِهَا عَلَيْكَ, praising you because of what you are giving them. قَابِلِيهَا, fully accepting that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. Because sometimes, believe it or not, Allah sends bounties our ways, but we do not accept it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst His grateful servant, acknowledging His bounties upon us, testifying about these bounties, and using His blessings in ways that He loves and approves of. And with this, we come to the conclusion of this part of our program. And like always, greatly appreciate you being part of it. And until we meet then, some other time, we say so long. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.